Danish Social Democrats score largest victory since 2001 in snap election. By Chris Tomlinson on November 4, 2022. The Danish Social Democrats, an otherwise left-wing party known for their anti-mass migration stance, scored their largest election victory since 2001 this week as Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen looks to form a new governing coalition. Initial results show that the Social Democrats won 27.5% of the vote, up 1.6% from the last national election held in 2019 where the party won 25.9%. The result will mean that Frederiksen will still need to form a new coalition to govern, but her traditional left-wing bloc was able to secure 90 of the 179 parliamentary seats, the BBC reports. Social democracy had its best election in over 20 years, Frederiksen said during her election night victory speech in Copenhagen on Tuesday, and stated that, "We are a party for the whole of Denmark." Frederiksen traveled to meet Danish Queen Margrethe and resigned as Prime Minister on Wednesday, informing the monarch of the election results, beginning the Dronningeren Day, which precedes the formation of a new government. While all of the parties are able to make their case to the Queen on why they should be tasked with forming the next Danish government, the Social Democrats' election result means Frederiksen is the most likely to head up the new coalition talks. Another major result from the election was that of the newly formed populist Denmark Democrats, a party headed by former Danish migration minister Inger Støjberg, which scored 8.1% of the vote, coming in third behind the conservative moderates led by former Prime Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen. Støjberg left her former party, the Liberals, after being impeached for separating child brides from their adult husbands while she served as migration minister in 2016. She was convicted in December of last year over the policy for violating the Ministerial Responsibility Act and sentenced to 60 days in prison. "There is something very wrong when you cannot protect girls from the disgusting phenomenon of child brides," she said after the verdict, and added, "I will take my punishment, and I do so without shame." This week's snap election came after Prime Minister Frederiksen's government collapsed last month over the mass culling of mink during the coronavirus pandemic. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.